Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Enough where it's a pretty standard template. It's the boss calling and saying, hey, did you say that? It might be one of those days, just a full-blown rant day, because I'm freaking out. I suspect a lot of you listening won't be able to really notice the difference between me normal and me freaking out. That just demonstrates my skills as a professional. It's Crotopia. It's a Sunday. It's a matinee. And you remember when you would go to church on Sunday and you'd get told in Vacation Bible School, Jesus is watching everything you do. You better not. Hands above the covers, Jesus. He's watching. And when you're 5 years old, dude, that's heavy. I'm being watched by someone that I can't see, but I still got to say you're cool in prayer. At 5 years old, that's heavy. Trippy. I am now absolutely comfortable in saying, me at 5 years old, sitting at home going, where's he watching me from? What? No, I only got one tube of model cement. I'm way more freaked now than I was about that then. Oh, and by the way, there'll be a regular, you know, talk show too. We'll talk about the president. He went to India. If you go to India, do you try and find a place to get American takeout? Or as I suspect they would say, takeaway. My name's Eddie Crow. The program's Crotopia. The reason I'm freaking out, and I talked a little bit about this last night, and it is what it is. Please let me preface this so I can represent in the phone call with my boss tomorrow. Let me preface this by saying I understand and I accept the fate that I've chosen, and okay, forward we go. I understand. But I talked about it last night, and if you don't know this, we are live video streaming. Not all of us. Thank God. You think it sounds twitchy. You should see what's going on in here. We're live video streaming from 5 o'clock in the morning when Larry and Kevin start, or when Kevin starts on the 9th, all the way through 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday. So not only can you listen to Robert, you can video tune in and see firsthand when I speak of his luxurious and glorious hair. You can see it. All of those shows, weekday shows. But the camera's in here and the camera's set up, and I know this for an absolute fact. I knew this before I read up on Edward Snowden. If a camera is in the room, somebody is capable of watching you, whether it's on or not. And I ain't saying, yeah, I am too. Yeah, I am. I'll get to that. And I know that goes on. And I know we sign off on it when we click, I accept the terms for the new Apple phone that costs more than my car. Click. I know that. And the people that get the Alexas and the Siris, man, look, every sci-fi movie I ever saw, when we start at the beginning of the movie talking to the machine's always cool, isn't it? The machine's like, why, yes, I'll cook that microwave food. Bing, right? But by the end of the movie, that machine's no longer cool. The machine's leaving the popcorn in there too long to burn just out of spite. And now, and I talked about it last night, and I put a picture up. If you follow me on social media, you saw the picture. That was not me being spiteful or snotty. That was me trying to address the twitch. I put my headphone bag over the camera and posted a picture. Just saying, okay, do not go gentle into that good night. At least that. But it's really freaking me out. And I guess it's because it's a prop. And I guess it's because it's not something that I chose. I didn't sit at home and say, yes, I'm going to wire up my house so somebody can look at me. First off, if that's your trip, you've missed a lot of hobby options that you should look into. But we are being watched all the time. We are being listened to all the time. With the technology, what it is. Have we just accepted that? Are we cool with that? Because the new iPhone has three cameras. And it's important for two reasons. One, it's important because it's laying out those old templates of all those sci-fi movies, which is interesting as crud to me. But just as important, when we're talking about technology and we're talking about surveillance and we're talking about hacking and we're talking again about all those Edward Snowden type things, right? Julian Assange stuff. We got an election coming up. And as it sits right now, it could change tomorrow. Oh, well, crud, it'll change before tomorrow. But that's okay because a piece of technology will alert us. That's where I think it goes wrong. All the technology finally gets together and says, yeah, we ain't telling them nothing. They ask for the weather. Nah. So it may be a rant about the surveillance state. And I knew this would happen, and I watched it happen, and I was a part of it happening. And for this, I feel great shame. If you sign your rights away, it's way tougher to yell when you look up and you go, man, there's a camera over there. Last night, my headphone bag was on the camera. Today, my hat. Just in case, you know. I do take comfort in the fact that my paranoia has been caught up to by the rest of the planet. And now I guess I do have visual aids and props to say, see? The latest, the National Security Advisor says he's seen no evidence that Russia's backing Trump, which goes against what the intelligence community said. The president tweeted last night, congratulations to crazy Bernie, and I hope they don't take it away from you. Which day is that, the Democrats? Or is it the Russians? I'm confused. It's never. And I could say this again tomorrow and be correct. It's never been more important than now for having everybody on the same page with what's up. What that means is memes are not facts. Disinformation has always been there. We are going into we already are at a point right now where disinformation is the norm. Except the information being gathered by the camera over my shoulder. Seriously, I'm twitching about that. My mom would say, well, that's because you got a guilty conscience. And she would be right. 866-391-1020. If you would like to call, it's Crotopia. There are other stories besides us being stared at. I look up, should I wave? Every time I look to my right and see where the camera is, I feel like I should have a magic trick ready. Well, there'll be more after this cartoon. Let's go with Gumby and Pokey. The other things, sorting it out. We'll talk about farms and the money and what's going on. It's not good, just to give you a headline. If you don't have your real ID, as opposed to the fake ID that you're currently carrying, The real ID thing. I just got my card in the mail. I got to go get a real ID. Why? I turned into Nancy Kerrigan for a second. That was last night's show. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. Last night's show, in large part, was a celebration of a historic event. Yesterday, it was the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. The guys, the Ruzionis and the Jim Craig, he's dreamy, beating the Soviets. Today is the 75th anniversary of Iwo Jima. So that will be a discussion topic. We'll talk about the iconic photo and which one is more iconic and which one. It's interesting. On the subject of technology paying attention to us, that's okay. The give back is we're allowed to use technology to pay attention to stuff we want, like tracking our poop. No, I'm not making that up. I wouldn't lie about something like poop. 866-391-1020. KDKARadio.com. I'm not pausing for effect. I keep looking over to see if something's blinking. KDKA Radio. News Radio, AM 1020. It is KDKA. It is the voice of Pittsburgh. I'm Eddie Crow, and I'm freaking out a little bit more than usual. It's freaking me out that it's going on, and part of me, it's freaking me out that we let it get to this point. And what I'm talking about is, to use a full-blown conspiratorial phrase, the surveillance state. And I was kind of cool with it because, you know, I got to have an iPhone for my apps. Yes, I agree. Click. Right? And I know, and I've said this, if you've got a smartphone, they, such a great word, they, if they want to, if people want to bad enough and they have the juice to do it, you can be listened to, you can be watched with your Alexa and all that stuff. But we have a new camera in the studio. It's a very nice camera. It currently has my hat hanging over it. And it is for simulcasting, something we're just starting. And it is a part of what I do. I understand that. I'm not, well, that's not fair. Now I'm going to have to shave occasionally. It's not that. And it's not even for me. Thank God for all of us. From 5 in the morning until 10 at night during the week. What you listen to here, you can watch. Being live. Live Facebook feeded, fed, sure. And just looking up and seeing that camera, I'm completely unglued. I noticed it last night. Last night I put a bag over it. I had one bag. It was either the camera or my head. Somebody had to win. 866-391-1020. Or kdkaradio.com. You can call that number or you can text that number. Bad news. Mad Mike is no longer with us. You remember the dude about a year ago, I guess? He built his own rocket and was going to fly up into space to prove that the Earth was flat. But that flight got, what's the term? Scuttled, I think, is what happened that originally. Well, Mad Mike tried it again. Rest in peace, Mad Mike. Steam-powered rocket, trigger a balloon to carry him the higher up and film it to prove that the Earth was flat. It was unsuccessful, and he passed away. That's all they said. I don't know if he proved the Earth was flat. I bet that spot where he hit a little bit flatter, and he demonstrated gravity. So rest in peace, Mad Mike. 866-391-1020. You can track your poo. The technology that's freaking me out provides me this toy, so I'm breaking even. Alka-San has partnered with Three Rivers Wet Weather to map all the sewer lines in the area. It's called Follow the Flush. Seriously, how bored did you get with Angry Birds that you're going to follow your poo on an app? Angry Birds must have really let you down. Here's how it works. Track the wastewater, and we know what's in the wastewater. I've seen your house. From your home or any other address to the treatment plant on the north side, the graphic uses a colored line to represent the journey of your toilet flush or bathwater. But it also includes the distance and time involved. Good. So we're getting data. So if I work real hard and take in a lot of fiber, I can gain 15, 20 seconds, you know, overall. An example? Sure. A toilet flush from Permane's in Oakland. I don't know who chose that. That's spectacular. A toilet flush at the Permane's in Oakland will travel 53,949 feet, about 10 miles. It'll get from Forbes to the bank of the Ohio River. It's going to take between 7 and 15 hours for the waste to make the trip. That's cool traffic, poop traffic, you know, rush hour. If it's typical dry weather, between 7 and 15 hours. Okay, so technology provides us that. Of course, now you know what that means. They're not only tracking you, they're tracking your poo. Brian in Westview. Thank you for calling, hey. Brian. Hey, man.
You brought up another topic. I guess it galls me a little bit that Alcosan has a monopoly, right? If somebody's charging you something you don't like at a grocery store, you can go to a different one.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go to a different sewage company. And I don't like them spending the money that way. Like, it's almost like I'm putting a stick in your eye of, you know, why don't you fix the lines instead of telling me how quickly things are going through them, because I don't care.
No, dude, here's what we do. We get a side business off of it, and you take different addresses that are all serviced, and you have poo races.
I didn't think of that. Now, there's something.
Yeah, that's poo. Like, where do you live? Where are you calling from, Westview?
I live in Westview. Yeah.
All right, let's say I live in Bloomfield. All right.
No, I got you, because it's all downhill from where I live. I'll win.
Well, no, but you got to play odds, too, bro. yes, it is downhill, but, you know, maybe there was a food festival that week.
That could be.
And look, get some side action going. Poo racing, compliments of Alcosan. If you have a problem with poo racing, call this 1-800-QUIT-POO-RACING number.
Hey, I called about the technology issue, and this is something funny that happened with me a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
A few nights in a row, I woke up thinking I was hearing people talking, and I thought, you know, I didn't get up because I thought I had someone outside, you know, who just got home late and they're just talking about whatever.
Stumbling around, right?
Yeah. So another night came along when I heard it, and the cat beside me sat up. You know, he sleeps, you know, in my arm there.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to see about this. So I went in, I saw my computer was on in the other room from the screen light. I went in, and there was a show that had gone on my computer somehow.
Just started.
Two folks, yeah, it started on its own, of two folks talking about political topics, which were the exact opposite of what my views were. And that's
well, now, wait a minute. So you walked in, and your computer, and you didn't touch it. Your computer's what, like a YouTube home video?
Yeah, some kind of an interview channel.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, fine. I shut it off. I shut the computer off, and I went back to sleep. Nothing happened. Next night, the same thing happened, and I went in, and I shut the computer off again. And about 2 hours later, the computer turned itself back on.
Mm-hmm.
The same show came up and started playing again.
Well,
and I thought, like, okay, like, you're not going to change my mind by subliminally playing a show while I'm sleeping, because here we go. And I pulled the plug.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you take the electricity away, that solves it. But I don't know if that's something or if it's not. For a couple days, I just thought I was hearing things. But then
here's what I would do if I were you, Brian. Here's what I would do. Leave your computer on, see if it happens again, and go in there and see where it's coming from. See if they're doing a show, whoever it is, if it's going to have some, you know, it's the Dingo and the Baby show here in the basement at the trailer park, whatever.
Sure.
But see where they claim that it's coming from. And if you click on the link, you're going to get all the, what is it? I almost said IPO.
URL.
Yeah, the URL stuff.
The IP address.
Yeah. just to see what it is.
It'd be interesting, yeah, but it was strange that it turned itself back on. I didn't like that.
Dude, I told you, Brian, when the machine started talking to us in the beginning, it's groovy. But after a while, the machines go, you know what, we're tired of this crap, even silicon-based. But now I got to figure out how to monetize poo racing. The odds would be the addresses and the recent weather. KDKA Radio.